Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Friday, January 12th, 2024. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today?
Just great. Just great. Well,
I'm glad to hear that. We're trying to keep ourselves nailed down here in the hills of West Virginia. The wind really howling. They're calling for winds up to gust up to 70 miles an hour, which is unheard of around here, but we'll survive it.
Yeah, we're getting those winds, too. We had those winds the other night. I don't think we had a couple of gusts that were pretty much, in the 50s and 60s, but we're just supposed to get up to 55 miles per hour, but the sustained winds is 25 to 35. That's strong.
That is strong.
Sustained.
That is strong. Yeah. If something's got a weak point, it will find it.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. So anyway, it's all kind of crazy. Those super storms are coming through, and it is going to be – It's dictating on, I think, what the rest of the year is going to be like. Stormy.
I think you're right on that.
Wasn't there a song, Stormy Weather?
Mm-hmm. Never did like it, but there was a song.
Well, let's go ahead and just get to see what gold and silver is doing today. Well, you know, with the... we're going to be talking about that here in a little bit, about what's going on in the Red Sea. I mean, folks, it is just staggering what's going on. And it's like it just doesn't seem to bother anyone. But gold was up over $40 this morning. We're still up 31 at 2051. Silver was up 60 cents today at $23.31. Platinum is holding at $909, and palladium was down $3.5 at $979. The oil market today, we have the was up 76 at 72.78. I mean, crude oil topped briefly $75, but then it fades. It's not serious out there. You know, we bomb the heck out of those guys, and they're just issuing threats. Nothing has happened yet, so we don't have anything to worry about. It is just I just can't believe it, Butch. But anyway, the Dow, we'll talk about that. Dow was down 118 points. The banks, we'll talk about their profits here in a little bit. The Dow was down 118. S&P was up 3. NASDAQ up 2. European markets overnight, nothing is phasing them. Heck no. You had the DAX was up 1%. France was up over 1%. The FTSE was up, you know, 0.2%. So, you know, no worries there. Asia's a little bit different. The Nikkei was down 1.5%. China was down 5 points. The Hang Seng was down 57 points. So, you know, hey, nothing going on there. 10-year yield, that dipped below the 4 now. We're looking at 3.94 in the 10-year yield. And my natural gas was up 8% at 3.365. And I think you're going to see that maybe this natural gas and so forth might really be, because I know that I'm going to have to look it up to see. I can't recall off the top of my head, Butch, maybe you can. The is it the LNG gas? Is that part of the
natural gas? You know,
because I know we ship a lot.
Yeah, it's liquid natural gas. I would say yes.
Right. Okay. So we do ship a lot, and a lot of that goes through some of these areas. So it's going to be interesting to see if that natural gas doesn't really zoom over just the crude oil because of that. So anyway, just I'm thinking out loud. So, but
pontificating.
Yes. Thank you.
See, I know some
yes,
big words
I
too. See, I know
yes,
some big
too.
Words.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. So I know you wanted to start out with some nice stories.
Well, they're not really nice stories, but they're different. They're important and they're kind of serious, but they're on the nutty side. Put it that way.
Nutty is always good on a Friday afternoon.
It is. And these will probably make you say yuck, but you know what the heck. Tell me when you're ready. We'll get started.
Well, do you want me to give my little news reports first, or do you want to do yours first?
Well, let's do these two nutty ones first, and then you do all you want.
Okay. All right.
This factory in Holland is 3D printing 500 tons of steaks a month. In the groundbreaking move that is set to redefine the meat industry, a factory in Holland has embraced additive manufacturing technology, commonly known as 3D printing, to produce an astonishing 500 tons of steaks per month. This revolutionary approach to meat production is spearheaded by the Redefined Meat, an Israeli, of course, Israeli plant-based startup that aims to offer sustainable and high-quality alternatives to traditional animal-based meat products. With a major distribution deal and an introduction of a premium cuts and pulled meat alternatives, Redefined Meat is paving the way for a new era of meat production. And you can watch this online. It shows you the little spout that puts out the blood, one puts out the fat. Yeah, you can watch it, folks. They actually do 3D print it. And I'm serious. But here's a catcher. I know Millie will love this one. Waiter, there's a fly in my waffle. Belgian researchers try out insect butter. I'm not making this up, man. This is real. Belgian waffles may be about to become more environmentally friendly. Of course, flies don't pass a lot of gas. But anyway, scientists at Ghent University in Belgium are experimenting with larva fat to replace butter in waffles, cakes, and cookies, saying grease from insects is more sustainable than dairy produce. Clad in white aprons, the researchers soak black soldier fly larvae, repeat that, black soldier fly larvae, into boiled water, put it in a blender, create a smooth, grayish dollop, and use a kitchen centrifuge to separate out insect butter. There are several positive things about using insect ingredients, said Dalen Trezumpa Sosa, who oversees this research. They're more sustainable because insects use less land than cattle. They are more efficient at converting feed, and they also use less water to produce the butter. So there you go. Guess what? You're going to be eating insect butter. made out of black fly larvae. Wow, yum, yum, yum.
Yum.
I hear you. So I thought I'd share that. For that. That's something to look forward to here in the next year or two. When you go to the store, just buy some insect butter.
Yeah, well, they'll have to change the color because I'm not sure, you know, if the color would be proper, you know, to, it would kind of turn people off. Maybe if they could add some fake dye or something, make it yellow.
Well, they do that already. You know that.
Oh,
you
they
know,
do that already.
Well, margarine is not yellow.
Well, I'm not talking about margarine.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, but they've been fooling with margarine. They call it butter. It's not butter. It's margarine, and it's actually made out of some plastics, and they put yellow coloring in it. So this is a little different. This will be out of a live, at least a live organism.
That's real protein, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go, folks. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Will they be able to have spider butter?
What, you never know what could come out of this, you know. But again, you know, flies don't pass a lot of gas, and since the cows put off methane, it's ruining the environment. So there you go.
I know. But, however, get this. But if you eliminate the cows, you know, you get a lot of flies that it's drawn. So wouldn't that put pressure on the stock of flies?
Well, I don't know. This is a black fly. I don't know exactly which species that is. I have to look and see. I don't know. I don't know if the common horse fly would make as much butter as a black fly. I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's your assignment for next week.
I'll check that out. Okay. I'll be great on that.
Okay. Okay. Moving right along. We had a lot of banks today that, they reported their profits. And Citibank, they posted a $1.8 billion fourth quarter loss. Bank of America profit fell $3.7 billion in charges. J.P. Morgan, hey, $3 billion. Their profit shrinks as it sets aside $3 billion for deposit insurance fund. Gee, do you think they're anticipating anything?
Wow.
I mean, those are some big, big drops. But, hey, all is well in the land of Oz.
Go back to sleep. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You know, it's just kind of interesting. Yeah, we just talk about this stuff just because we don't have anything better to do, Butch, right?
That's right. We pass your time notes all the time. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, you know.
Yep.
So, but so I just thought those were some really interesting numbers for the banks. And, you know, it's the PPI came out. Not a whole lot of stuff. You got Citigroup is cutting 10% of its workforce. We have tanker companies. We're going to talk about this. Tanker companies. Before it was just shipping companies. Now we got tanker companies that are halting traffic toward the Red Sea. Let's see if there's anything other interesting. That's pretty much it. It's a little quiet in the sales today. I think one of the things that's interesting, flight cancellations are piling up as the weather. And, of course, the 737 MAX 9 groundings is disrupting travel. And so President Trump was ordered to pay New York Times reporters nearly $400,000 over a tossed lawsuit. So, but the big news is deflation, where prices fell. Prices declined in 2023. Aren't we happy that that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Physical goods, groceries, and energy. This was all according to the December Consumer Price Index. Supply and demand have normalized. Not
really
for long. And a stronger U.S. dollar makes it cheaper to import goods. I've been saying that for a long time, that that's why they needed to get that dollar strength up there, because it did make the things coming into this country cheaper. Now, that doesn't impact the fact that the U.S. dollar is still fiat, that you're still going to have inflation regardless of how they tried to convince you that inflation is going down. at groceries and your energy is going down. So eggs, they were down 23%. Well, what's 23% when they went up 150%, you know?
That's true.
And that's everything they show listed. You know, butter down 3%. So they have it broken out. And you can't tell me health insurance decreased. You can't. You just can't tell me these things.
Or car insurance or electric bills.
Car insurance.
No, nothing. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, there you have it.
Okay. And since you give me an assignment, I'll just tell you very quickly that Texas may corner the butter market because the butter market may be cornered because adult, this talk about the black flies. Adults are typically robust with a characteristic arched or hump back, giving rise to the common name buffalo gnat. Black fly species are common along fast-moving rivers at certain times of year, particularly in northeast Texas. They look like a long, skinny larva. That's what they look like. When they're full adults. So anyway, Texas may corner the butter market. Of course, northeast Texas, where they found a lot of them.
There you go. Only so the innovation of America. How do you like that?
There you go. Now we'll get serious, folks, because some serious things are happening. Some serious things are happening. And I don't mean to, I don't like to be a down or anything, but there's no point in us trying to kid ourselves. This world's in a mess. It's not getting any better. Iran hijacks a U.S. oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman. Iranian naval forces acting under a court order seized Marshall Islands flag tanker St. Nicholas. Bloomberg reports citing Iran's semi-official TASM agency reports. The report said St. Nicholas is a U.S. oil tanker. Earlier research firm Tanker Tracker said Iranians have boarded today in the Gulf of Oman's is a St. Nicholas, Turkish Petroleum Refineries Corporation, chartered the tanker, chartered it with which was transporting 140,000 tons of Iraqi Somo crude. The vessel was on route to Alaga in western Turkey. The United Kingdom Maritime Operations Authority reported hours ago vessel was boarded by 4 to 5 armed unauthorized persons about 50 miles east of Sohar, Oman. Unauthorized boarders are reported to be wearing military black-style uniforms with black masks. CSO reports that the vessel has altered its course towards Iranian territorial waters, and communications with the vessel have been lost. A U.S. vessel has been boarded. That will rankle some people. We will see what happens. Melody, comments on that?
Well, you know, what's interesting is why not would these countries do what they're doing when we have a defense secretary hospitalized, giving orders from his hospital bed? Are you kidding me? What, I mean, what kind of a signal and message? And it's known that no one knew about it. So if anybody thinks this is going to get better, that this country, they used to fear us, but they don't anymore. Not when you have a defense secretary. And I'm sorry, he's ill, and I hope he gets better. I mean, I don't wish that on anybody. But Butch.
Yes.
It's insane.
Yes, it is.
Giving orders from a hospital bed. I mean, you talk about the Keystone Cops. Go ahead. I'm just...
Well, and the U.S. intelligence officials reportedly fear Hezbollah could launch an attack in America as tensions spill over from the terrorist group's assault on Israel. Well, we just read they hijacked a U.S. tanker. Okay. If the U.S. responds to that, and they probably will, I don't see where they have any choice in a sense, but anyway, this could happen. The Lebanese group will likely first target American military or diplomatic personnel in the Middle East. We could also have sites on American soil, four unidentified intelligence officers told Politico. Hezbollah could draw on the capability they have to put people in places to do something. It's something to be worried about. The four officials did not offer specifics on what type of attacks are feared. However, they warned that Hezbollah has an expansive international network greater than those of either ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Post break time. We're back on the break to finish up.
Stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. We do have the 2024 Silver Eagles. They've been released. They've been shipped to us. And so now we'll be getting them out to all of you that have been waiting patiently for the U.S. Mint to release their 2024 American Silver Eagles. And so give us a call. And you know what, Butch, I saw where, we've talked about this before. First it was Costco and now it's Walmart selling gold and silver. Well, the dealer that's selling it through Walmart is AppMax. They're the ones that are doing it. And their prices are the same. There really aren't any much discounted from going to Walmart. And I can't imagine anybody that has a significant amount of money. Why would you buy it from Walmart, you know? And so what they're looking for is for the little guy who thinks that he's going to be saving some money because it's Walmart and doesn't know any better. And they'll probably be charged the much higher price. So, it all sounds great and dandy and all this kind of stuff. But you know what? There's always a catch. And I mean, what makes me curious is, hey, that's some great marketing from AppMax, but how in the hell would they get a contract like that? So we always said that Walmart was a government store. So there you go. There you have it. So
Even more, I think, on the shady side, Costco, which is Chinese run.
Well, Costco, you can only buy one gold coin at a time or something like that, and they're very expensive. But it's okay. With Walmart, they're offering, you know, everything. So I'm assuming that what they'll offer Walmart is, you know, things that they might buy back from people and stuff like that to where they – but I don't know. It's just anybody that has any – that you're trying to protect your 401 or your IRAs or anything like that, why would you go there? Why?
But, and before you do anything, call Melvin, ask.
Absolutely.
Check the prices. Give her a call. You have nothing. It's a free phone call. 800-375-4188. Give her a call and ask what she has them for and compare. You might be surprised.
Be very surprised. In fact, you know that I'm on Jeff Rentz's program on every other Tuesday.
I heard you last night.
Thursday. Well, thank you. How did I do?
You did pretty well.
Well, thank you.
You sound sophisticated.
But he brought. I did?
Yes.
Well, that's because, wow. Thank you. now you made me forget what I was going to say. No, he mentioned about a listener writing in saying that the amount of savings that Discount Gold and Silver has saved them on purchases of gold and silver. So give us a call. What's next, Butch?
I'm going to finish this article about the U.S. intelligence official. It says,
right.
Secretary of State Blinken also warned on Sunday that is a moment of profound tension in the region. This is a conflict that could easily metastasize, he said, of the threat of its spreading. And that's definitely a true statement, maybe an understatement. Danger for this thing spreading is absolutely, in my mind, almost 100%. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is taking, it's just, this is war. They're just not there clearing the shipping lines like it's some sort of a, you know, beaver dam, and they're in there, you know, clearing out the logs.
I
mean, Butch, this is, and you know, when you talk about Yemen, and yeah, they're a bunch of terrorists. I get that. But, you know, the Saudis were in there with a war with the Yemen and the Houthis, and we were sending money, giving money to the Saudis and giving them weaponry and so forth so they could fight the Houthis. Now we're fighting them. How convenient is that for Saudi Arabia? How's that for the Saudis?
Yeah, and
we're
Saudis,
fighting them now.
Saudis kind of forgot about us. They don't pay much attention to U.S. anymore, do they?
No, but we'll still support them. We'll still give them money. We'll still, you know, give them weaponry. So, you know, but my point is, do we pick up their war?
Well, kind of looks like it may have.
Yeah.
But even so, on the other, a different part of the world, Sweden, bracing for war, as defense and army chiefs issue scary warning to citizens. Wow. I don't think they would do that, folks. I don't think they would unless there's something really serious behind it. Swedes have been warned to brace for the possibility of war in the wake of their country's anticipated NATO membership in 2024 and the backdrop of Russia's conflict with Ukraine. Speaking at the Folk-Ock Foursquare Conference in Ceylon, Civil Defense Minister Carl Oskar Bolin stressed the urgency of enhancing Sweden's resilience, citing concerns over the sluggish modernization of the civil defense system. Mr. Bolin urged a collective effort from the all segments of society, emphasizing the need for swift action. Many have said it before me, but let me say it with force of my office. There could be a war in Sweden, Mr. Bolin said. There could be a war in Sweden. Wow. Different part of the world, Melody, heating up.
Absolutely, and it just doesn't seem to care by anyone. And you know what? You know, we talk about it. Doesn't seem that people care or aware. And it's that scenario when we talk about waking up one day to a brand new world. That's what's happening. It's almost like setting the stage to that day where we're going to wake up. People aren't paying any attention. People really don't care. People think it's all under control. People think that, you know, they're not paying attention. they'll wake up one day to a whole different world, and there will be a whole different world out there for them too.
I just know I've lived in this world a few years now. And from what I can see and this evidence I see right now, I think we're the closest to a third world war than we have been in a long time. Maybe ever. I do believe that.
Heck of a lot closer than we were a year ago.
Oh, you got that right. Absolutely right. And maybe even closer than we were back in 1964, wasn't it, with the Cuban crisis?
Yes. Yep.
And I was just a boy back then. I didn't know what was going to even go on. Different topic, though, and this shouldn't surprise any of us. I mean, sales are up during the holidays. Everybody's so excited. The economy's good. Well, U.S. consumers are engaging in a historic debt binge, and delinquencies are ominously rising. This is from Michael Snyder. I do like some of his writings. I really do. Americans are going into debt as if tomorrow will never come. But, of course, tomorrow always arrives eventually. What we're witnessing right now is truly a historic debt binge. And too many of the experts, it seems like there is no end in sight to the unrestrained spending that is going on. But are U.S. consumers going into record levels of debt because they're feeling good about things or because they are trying to survive an increasingly harsh economic environment? In America today, the cost of living had become exceedingly oppressive. Employers are laying off large numbers of workers, and poverty and homelessness have been absolutely exploding all over the country. Millions of U.S. households are just barely hanging on by their fingernails, and many desperate consumers have been piling up debt in a frantic attempt to stave off the inevitable. According to new data that was released by the Federal Reserve, consumer borrowing increased much faster than expected during the month of December. Yeah, not only they're trying to balance keep the budget, but they're also trying to spend for holidays. U.S. consumers did not rein in their spending this past holiday season, and have near record-breaking debt balances to show for it, according to new Federal Reserve data released Monday. Consumer borrowing spiked by $23.75 billion in November, more than doubling economists' expectations of $9 billion increase in sending outstanding credit balances north of the $5 trillion mark for the first time on record. The monthly increase during the critical holiday shopping month was driven by higher rates of revolving credit, which includes mostly credit cards, which soared by nearly $19.5 billion, the third highest monthly increase records that go back to 1943. Not only many of people struggling to pay the power bill and the car payment, the house payment, they went in debt further to buy some gifts. I understand the sentiment of doing that. But sometimes you got to let common sense outweigh your sentiment. You got to eat before you give somebody a pair of socks. Comments?
No, and I think we've talked about this, and it fits so timely when it's like a zombie consumer. They're just out there consumer for whatever reasons they might. They're depression. It's a fix. It's part of their life anymore. They have to buy, and they'll do whatever is necessary to get the things that they want immediately.
Well, if you break down that $5 trillion debt, there's roughly, 340 million people in the country? That's give or take. A lot of them are illegals, I know that, but roughly that amount now. Out of that, let's say half of them are working, producing. That's 170 million, we'll say, are working. Divide that by $5 trillion, that's a lot of money per person. It's a lot of debt. And that's, of course, isn't a fair figure because many people went in debt much more than others.
Right.
But that's a lot of money. A lot of money. U.S. beef output slides as blizzard disrupts Midwest meat plants. A powerful winter storm swept across the country midsection Monday, dumping more than a foot of snow in some areas and shutting down highways in several Midwest states. Adverse weather conditions also closed major meatpacking plants. Bloomberg reports two major beef packers idled operations in Kansas this week as blizzard conditions left workers unable to traverse roadways. Cargill Incorporated, Dodge City's Kansas plant, suffered a power outage, and 50 workers were stranded on a nearby highway due to road closures. We realized that some employees got stuck on the road outside the plant. We're working with local authorities and have hired tow truck drivers to assist them and other motorists. Tyson Foods beef packing plant in Holcomb, Kansas, canceled shifts on Tuesday. The company said in a statement on Monday, employees were given hot meals and shelter because roadways were too dangerous for travel. Fierce winter weather likely impacted the number of cattle slaughtered in the U.S. on Tuesday, corning in at 94,000 compared with figures 1 year ago at 128,000, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. This is also the lowest slaughter number of the new year. When meat plants close, protein prices can start surging if supplies run thin. Meanwhile, farmers may face lower prices for their livestock, with demand for the animals disrupted. This week's disruption at some major beef plants in Heartland appears to be short-lived. However, a massive shortage of the nation's cattle herd has driven retail beef prices to record highs. The beef industry is facing persistent challenges. It may be a time for automated plants. So there's a couple of things there. Yes, cattle died off by the thousands, and meat plants were shut down over the last year or two. Prices have soared. But now they're going to go to automated plants, which means more workers will not have a job. They'll be automated. This is really a double whammy for the meat suppliers. And I do know for a fact that I live in a place where people do raise a few head of cattle. It's better. You get more money in the springtime buying beef, a cow, than you do in the fall. Because in the fall, people want to sell them because they got to feed them for the winter. So these people here are going to lose money because nobody wants to buy cattle now. They have to feed them. So that's why they're saying the beef growers may lose money because they're going to try to sell the cows in a so-called kind of like an off-season. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, sir.
I guess you know about the returns at all the stores after the holidays. It beats all return. I mean, really.
Bricks, big time returns. You mean bricks?
That's it. Brick filled boxes, yes. Bogus receipts. Retailers battle fraudulent returns. More than 100 billion of merchandise was returned fraudulently in the U.S. in 2023. Retailers say up sharply since 2020. $100 billion worth of merchandise returned fraudulently. The pandemic has changed the way we shop. More people buying things online means more people are returning things, too. WSJ's Dalvin Brown explains how some companies are leveraging gig workers to make those returns for you. Some companies processing returns for televisions for retailers have gotten a surprise when opening the boxes, packages filled with bricks rather than newly purchased TVs. I mean, more ways to steal than, well, the government's taught us well how to steal, so I guess, okay.
They do it.
They do it all the time, and they're professionals at it.
Yep.
Others examining return purchase of purported luxury goods are instead finding counterfeits sent by customers looking for refunds on full-price deluxe merchandise. The tactics are part of what logistics experts say is a growing problem for retailers as overall rate of return surges. More of those goods are coming back as fraudulent returns, retailers say, including merchandise that has been outright stolen or sent back using fake receipts. The National Retail Federation estimates that more than 100 billion in merchandise was returned fraudulently in the U.S. in 2023. Wow, that is absolutely amazing. I would never have thought $100 billion returned fraudulently. Wouldn't have thought that.
That is a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. That's a huge bunch. And I'm going to say this in a way, kind of in a tongue-in-cheek statement. There's a TV that's being manufactured now. It's a wireless TV. Now, from what I read, it's clear. You maybe can see it, but it's basically you can see through it except when there's a picture on it. It's wireless. Now, I don't know how that works yet. I haven't got that far into it. But, you know, if you can't see it, how do you know it's returned? That's not
what?
Ask that question. There's going to be a TV set that's not going to have, it's going to be wireless, and it'll not be a solid object.
So it's clear.
It's invisible. Except when mm-hmm. you have TV on. But it's wireless and you can't see it. I mean, I'm sure you can, but I'm saying they put that back in the box. Okay.
That's Is it like a mirror?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I've read about it. I can't find one online yet. It's interesting. It's going to be wireless. It won't use electricity. So I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know, Millie. I'm just telling you what I'm... don't ask
well,
me.
You haven't... You have another project for the weekend.
I guess I do, dog. I get double time for that. At about break time, they will start another one after the break.
All righty, we'll do. And we'll be right back. Hey, did you hear the Hertz, the rental car firm?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll get
talk about that when we
somewhere.
Get back. All righty, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. Those see-through TVs won't be around until 2030, so it gives us an incentive.
So you looked it up yourself. Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, I was curious. I wanted to see what it looked like because I've seen the TVs that, you know, if you don't have it on, it has a picture, so it looks like you're hanging a picture on a wall. I've seen the TVs that are just a mirror. It looks like a mirror until you turn it on and so forth. So I was curious to see what this one would look like. And it's transparent.
Wow. Yeah, I've come a long way since I was a little boy and they had tubes and TVs. And they looked like furniture, you know. They were fancy and made with the furniture decor around
the rabbit
screen.
Ears.
Yeah, yeah. We went bad. You took it down to the local dealer and he put a new tube in it. He had a tube test on the counter. He tested the tubes. And you take it out yourself, take it down, get it replaced. I mean, this has come a long ways in my lifetime. Anyway, bricks.
Samsung does quite a job on things, though.
Oh, they do. They really do. Yeah. Bricks, 130 nations moved toward 130 nations moved toward CBDCs, U.S. dollars at risk. Among the greater de-dollarization plan for the BRICS bloc, and overall de-dollarization of finances, 130 nations are now moving toward a central bank digital currency, which could leave the U.S. dollar at risk. Subsequently, I can't even say the word, but I know what I'm talking about. The BRICS currency, which is likely to be announced in the coming year, now let me repeat that, folks. The BRICS currency, which is likely to be announced in the coming year, could only add to the international pressure facing the greenback, Reports from the summer confirm the plethora of nations that are in advanced phases of CBDC development. Moreover, a survey from the Official Monetary and Financial Institutions Forum states that 41% of central banks expect the CBDC to be fully operated by year 2028. So what does that mean for the United States dollar? Good question. What's it mean for all of us? If your money is digitalized and your account's on computer, can they control your money better? You have no cash in your hand. How do you spend digits without their permission? Now, there's something to think about, isn't it?
You know, it is. And you know what I find interesting? Because, you know, I don't know about, you know, all of these, you know, when the dropping of the dollar, but we certainly have seen a gradual moving away and so forth. But the U.S. dollar still handles a lot of transactions and so forth. But what if there was a war?
True.
All that goes away.
Yes,
and the countries that are setting up these alternate exchanges, maybe their desire isn't to defeat the U.S. dollar. Maybe their target is if there's a world war, kiss your dollars goodbye. Kiss our financial system goodbye. And whose currency will be more apt to be introduced as the savior of the financial worlds? Not ours. So it's interesting. You know, this is, again, I'm just thinking that the timing, they're setting it up so they can, so these other alternate currencies and with the BRICS and so forth, it's all about timing. You just don't create currencies and expect the world to accept them without, it's timing and setting it up. That's what has been done in the history. Like all our Patriot Acts and all of our laws, it's all set up, and then they issue in the circumstance in order for it to take hold. What do you think,
yes.
Butch?
I think you're right on. They plan it years in advance.
Yep.
And when the time is right, they bring forth a situation, a problem, then they have a solution.
Yes.
And the people go along because the problem scares them to death.
Yep. And we're not the only one that'll use that scenario. You know, we taught the rest of the world how to use it. So,
problem, reaction, solution. That's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
Now, if you want to hear something good about the Mexican president, this will make you tickled. Mexican president demands $20 billion in aid and legal status for 10 million Hispanic individuals in exchange for helping U.S. with border crisis. Isn't that sweet? I mean, really? Mexican president Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has said he will help the U.S. deal with the current migrant crisis, but has placed several conditions on his assistance, demanding $20 billion to aid Latin American countries, along with legal status for 10 million Hispanic individuals who are currently in the U.S. Lopez Obrador's demands came after a meeting with last month the Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas and failed to reach an agreement on how to proceed. That's how much respect even Mexico has for the United States. Sure, I'll help you, but you got to pay me a bribe first. That's respect. Is it not, Melody?
And you know the sad thing? Are we going to pay it?
if we want to get the thing done. But how do you know they're going to keep you in the deal, too, right?
Yeah. How you
gonna know
you don't give them money. You withdraw the money.
There you go. And the greatest, the greatest economy in the U.K. was Germany. Germany grinds to a halt as striking train drivers and tractor blockades spark massive disruption and deepening winter of discontent. A union representing many of Germany's train drivers started a nearly three-day strike early Wednesday in a bitter dispute with the country's state-owned main railway operator over working hours and pay. Train travel across the country and many cities come to a nearest standstill, with commuters and other travelers struggling to find alternatives involving long-distance bus or car travel or flights. State-owned Deutsche Bahn said that only 20% of its long-distance trains were running, and many regional and commuter trains in cities like Berlin were also not in operation. It comes as disgruntled farmers blocked motorways, slip roads, and snarled traffic elsewhere with their tractors as part of a separate protest against the government plan to scrap tax breaks from diesel used in agriculture. Germany is having internal problems also. Folks, this plague of chaos is not just isolated to the United States. It's worldwide. I mean, Melly, that Germany was a powerhouse economically, was it not?
Certainly was.
Sad. But don't worry, we're about to be saved.
And you know, a lot of their downfall is the open borders.
Oh yes. Absolutely. That's for the whole UK basically.
Yes.
But don't worry about this. Mark Zuckerberg is gonna save us. Mark Zuckerberg turns to farming. As tech titan buys herd of cattle for his $270 million Bonvillain, Hawaii compound, where he'll produce white Wagyu and Angus steaks. Mark Zuckerberg has become a farmer, announcing he has bought a herd of cattle, which he will feed with macadamia meal and beer. I'm not making it up. Aiming to create some of the highest quality beef in the world. The 39-year-old Facebook founder said he will raise the cattle on his ranch in Hawaii, feeding them the nuts for taste and protein, and the beer so the animals relax. Oh, talk about cows passing gas. But anyway, Zuckerberg, who has a net worth of $126.5 billion, has since 2014 been buying up hundreds of acres in Kauai, and now owns 1,400 acres of beachfront land on the North Shore worth an estimated $270 million. Started raising cattle at Kalaloo Ranch on Kauai, and my goal was to create some of the big, highest quality beef in the world, he wrote on Instagram, which is owned by Facebook's parent company, Meta, on Tuesday. So there you go. Feed them macadamia and protein and give them beer. They'll sit there and snack on nuts all day and relax. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Melody. I couldn't dream this stuff up.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Hawaiian people do not like him. He's had lawsuits against a lot of the ancestral homes and land, and he's just basically stole it and took them to court. And, you know, he has dropped some of the lawsuits and so forth. He's not a nice guy. Anybody with that type of money and so that type of – when you get into the billions of dollars, and that's what people don't get. You know, they hold these people up – well, the media does. They hold these people up like they're great. They're not. But you don't hear about that stuff. So.
No, you don't. No, you don't. I'll try to get this one in because you mentioned it, then I'll go to a good news story. Hertz begins dumping 20,000 EVs and shift back to petrol cars. Well, good for them. In 2021, the rental car company Hertz Global Holdings tapped Tom Brady to promote its massive push to electrify its fleet. At the time, Hertz placed a huge order for 100,000 Tesla Model 3 vehicles. Fast forward to late October, when Hertz Chief Executive Stephen Shears told investors on a third-quarter earnings call that the company would start reducing the EV fleet because of high repair costs compared to the rest of the fleet, which has hurt its bottom line. EVs will be slower than our prior expectations, he said. But anyway, go on and say that the cost to repair them is much higher than internal combustion engines, so they're dumping them. The company expects this action to better balance their supply against expected demand for EVs. They're dumping them. They're not working out well. They cost too much to fix. I think we said this on the radio show here several times over the last couple of years. They're expensive, and if the battery pack goes dead, you're dead. It's just that easy. Comments, Melody?
No.
Anyway, some good news. Wrap it up here with us. Firefighter pays for distressed woman's groceries, then launches a mobile pet pantry. This is in Salem, New Jersey. The idea Beau Lynn's appall sparked with it when a Salem firefighter performed a random act of kindness for a woman in the checkout line at a local store. It all began when Al Steele found himself behind a distressed woman at a local grocery store. As fate would have it, she realized she didn't have enough money to cover her essential groceries. Al, witnessing their predicament, stepped in without hesitation. When they rang her up, she didn't have enough money, Al told ABC 6 Action News. So she said, "My cats will eat before I do." Al not only paid for the groceries, but also recognized the need within the community. This encounter sparked a conversation with his wife, Tammy, about the possibility of establishing a mobile pet pantry to support those facing financial hardships. Fast forward to the present, and Bo, Lynn, and Paul have become a beacon of hope for pet owners in Salem and beyond. The nonprofit, named after the couple's dog, Bo, who symbolizes a spirit of second chances, travels to various churches, fire departments, and community areas with a trailer load with pet supplies. The Steels initially operated out of the back of a pickup truck, but the overwhelming support from the community has allowed them to upgrade to a small trailer, expanding their capacity to help even more families. "We can help people feed the animals so they can save money and feed themselves," Al said. The nonprofit journey from a grocery store as an act of kindness to fully-fledged pet pantry shelves serves as a testament to the power of one person's compassion to ignite positive change within the community. That's a good story. He saw a need and he filled it. That is a heart of compassion, Melody. She couldn't afford to buy her food and pet food both. So he bought her food that day and started getting donations to feed the pets for people in the community, and it spread beyond that now. I think that's marvelous.
There's still a lot of great people out there.
There really are. There truly are. And I know people will say, well, they're just a pet. Yeah, they're right. They're just a pet. They're just a dog, whatever, just a cat. But I've got a dog I've had going on 15 years named Buddy. And he lets us live in the house with him. He's awful nice to us.
Does he share his food with you?
I've asked him. I'm sure he would. But it's just become part of the family. And I know it's just a dog, and I realize that. And I'm not putting that above people at all, by no means. But I still, you can't help the dog that loves you. And that's just the way it is. And so have this to be done to help people so they can buy their food for their families and take care of the pets, to me, was a huge move in the right direction. And I don't know who this gentleman is, but I say for him and his wife, Tammy, God bless you, and thanks for doing that. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I do. I think that's wonderful. And there are a lot of good stories out there, and we do appreciate you bringing them to us each and every Friday. So, and your quirky ones, too, like the fly butter. Your fly butter.
I'm going to buy some tomorrow. But anyway.
Okay. I wonder if it's going to be lower and help us with inflation.
Well, you never know. We can find out, I guess. Anyway.
So this summer, ladies and gentlemen, when you're getting ready to swat that fly with that fly swatter, think twice. That could be your future butter. Right?
Oh, yuck.
But anyway, we're almost out of time. I think we're just kind of, do you have anything else you'd like to add, Butch?
No, just wish you hope you have a great weekend, and God willing, we'll see you back Monday here. And I hope we're doing something to bless people, inform people, and maybe help them some way along the line.
Me too. And with that, we got about 15 seconds. Give us a call, folks, at 1-800-375-4188. We got some great specials going on. If you call us over the weekend, just leave your name and number, and we'll give you a buzz back on Monday. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a well-being.